It wasn't very long ago, in a little playhouse which looked quite a bit like yours, that a large, purple nanny bird wandered in. Now you might be asking, just what kind of a bird is a nanny bird? And that is a very good question since you don't see one every day. Well, a nanny bird is large and plump with very interesting clothes and, well, she kind of reminds you of your favorite aunt. On this particular day, Nanny Bird had her beak to the ground and her head was moving from side to side as if she was looking for something. But not finding whatever it was she was looking for, Nanny Bird straightened her neck and turned around. That is, she tried to turn around, but couldn't quite get her tail feathers to turn around too.
Fluff feathers. I believe I'm stuck. Oh, goodness. Whatever will I do? Stuck in the children's playhouse. Oh, dear me. Help! Help!
Not too far away, the children were playing.
I want to be Nanny Bird today.
But it's my turn to be Nanny Bird.
Nanny Bird is big, Callie, and you're too little.
It doesn't matter how big you are. So what if I'm little?
It's Casey's turn, Rachel, because you were Nanny Bird last time.
Oh, no. I can't be Nanny Bird. I have freckles. Nanny Bird's a lot prettier than I am.
Casey. Nanny Bird isn't prettier. She's just, well, different, that's all.
Well, if I can't be Nanny Bird, then I'm not gonna play.
Don't be like that, Rachel. You have to learn to share.
Nobody's gonna make me share. I'm going home.
Oh, my goodness, children. I do hope I'm not interrupting anything, but I believe I hear someone calling.
Help! Help!
That sounds like the real Nanny Bird.
Come on, let's go find her.
I should say you'd better find her. I think she could use some help.
Nanny Bird, where are you?
In the playhouse.
Oh, there you are.
Nanny Bird, how'd you get stuck in our playhouse?
Oh, I'm so glad to see you, children. I was just looking for my glasses, which I seem to have lost. That's why I had my beak to the ground. You see, it's awfully difficult to find your glasses without your glasses on to see. So I just wandered into your playhouse, and when I tried to turn around, I was stuck. Oh, just plumb stuck. Oh, dear me. I do hope you children can get me out.
We'll try to get you out, Nanny Bird. Yeah, we'll try.
We can work together, helping out a friend. We can work together just to help a friend. Cause we are all in the Lord's family. And that's the way that a family should be. We'll take a care break, just to help a friend. A care break, so we can help a friend. If somebody needs us, we'll show them that we care. Cause we're in the Lord's family.
If one of you could just push my tail feathers a bit this way.
We'll pull your arms this way, Nanny Bird.
Now she's really stuck.
Don't worry, Nanny Bird. We'll keep trying.
If someone is crying, I will wipe their tears. If someone is whispering, I'll open up my ears.
Cause we are all in the Lord's family. And that's the way that a family should be. We'll take a care break, just to help a friend. A care break, so we can help a friend. If somebody needs us, we'll show them that we care.
good to be out. Thank you all for helping me.
But you still haven't found your glasses, Nanny Bird.
Oh, dear me. How can I see to find my glasses without my glasses on to see?
Maybe we can help, Nanny Bird.
Yeah, we can help you see.
We'll be your eyes.
You children will help me? Oh, flying fluff feathers, what a wonderful idea. You can help me find my glasses. Now, let's see. Where can we start? Perhaps they're in your playhouse.
No, Nanny Bird. You already looked in there, remember?
You got stuck in there, remember, Nanny Bird?
Oh, that's right. Well, where else can we look?
My mommy always says, if you lose something, you'd better think about where you've been, and then walk backwards through the day. Where was the last place you remember being, Nanny Bird?
Why, the playhouse, of course!
No, Nanny Bird, before that!
Oh, before the playhouse? Well, let's see. Today, I went for a walk in the Forest of Feathers and Friends, and I believe talked to a rabbit. Oh, or maybe that was yesterday. Oh, feathers, remembering is so hard for me.
And so, Nanny Bird thought and thought and thought again, until finally she remembered what she had forgotten.
Oh, yes, now I remember. I was thirsty, and whenever I get thirsty, I go to the silvery stream by the edge of the Forest of Feathers and Friends, and I get a drink of water.
And so the children and Nanny Bird walked to the silvery stream at the edge of the Forest of Feathers and Friends to see if they could find Nanny Bird's lost glasses.
Can't see your glasses anywhere, Nanny Bird.
Well, now perhaps as I was getting a drink of water, they fell off my beak. Oh, dear me. I can't see anything at all down there. How can you see to find your glasses without your glasses on to see?
The children and Nanny Bird all looked very long and hard into the water.
Look how funny our faces look in the water.
They're all squiggly. How come we all look different?
Why, Callie, that's easy. It's because Jesus loves you. He loves you so much that he wanted to make each one of you special.
Look how Jesus made you special, everyone. Each of you are different. Specially begun, like a lovely flower blossoms as it grows. Jesus made you special because he loves you so.
Thank you.
fine fluff feathers. I think I just tripped on something.
Oh, look! It's a rag doll.
It was a rag doll.
Oh, it's all dirty.
Look at its messy hair.
Poor thing. It looks like someone forgot about her. Are you all right, my dear?
Oh, I'm so ashamed.
Whatever for, child?
Oh, to be seen in this condition. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, don't be embarrassed, my dear. You're among friends.
What's your name?
My name is Rebecca. Rebecca Ragdoll. But I look more like a ragamuffin. And I've been here such a long time. You see, I was left here by mistake. And then it rained and I got muddy. And then the rabbits played with my hair and left it messy. And now you've come along and I feel so ugly.
Oh, dear Rebecca, you know, being beautiful has nothing to do with how you look on the outside.
What do you mean, Nanny Bird?
Why, beauty, my dear, comes from your heart. It comes from loving and from being loved. Why, anyone can be beautiful just by letting Jesus love them. Come on, children, let's clean Rebecca off. We can make her beautiful just by loving her.
I want to let Jesus love me. Put his arms around me. Fill me with his perfect peace and make me beautiful. I want to let Jesus love me.
Rebecca, I guess when somebody loves you, you really do become beautiful, even if you have freckles like me. Oh, thank you all so much. You all loved me into being beautiful.
The love of Jesus makes all of us beautiful.
And so, Rebecca Ragdoll became beautiful because her friends loved her. Now, not meaning to change the subject, Rebecca, but have you seen Nanny Bird's glasses?
Nanny Bird's glasses?
That's right. Yes, yes, you see, I've lost my glasses. Rebecca, have you seen them?
No, Nanny Bird, I haven't. And I've been here a very long time.
No, dear me. How can you see to find your glasses without your glasses on to see? Oh, I do hope that we can find them.
I'll help you look for them, Nanny Bird. My eyes are perfectly fine. Now let's see. I've always heard that the thing to do is to remember all the places where you've been and then walk backward through the day. Now, where was the last place you remember being, Nanny Bird?
And so, Nanny Bird thought and thought and thought again until she remembered what she had forgotten.
Oh, yes, the tree.
What tree, Nanny Bird?
Why, of course, the tree in the Forest of Feathers and Friends. Woo! That's it!
Nanny Bird, there's a whole bunch of trees in the forest.
Oh, yes, of course. But this is a special tree because it has a carving on it. It has a picture of a heart and these words, I love Jesus.
But Nanny Bird, how are we supposed to find one tree in the whole Forest of Feathers and Friends?
Oh, didn't I mention that before? This tree is just 10 bird steps from the old wooden bridge. You see, I stopped there to eat my lunch. Birdseed makes quite a good lunch. Dinner, too, I might add. Anyway, after I ate the birdseed, I became quite thirsty, at which point I went to the silvery stream for a drink of water.
And so, after that rather long explanation, Nanny Bird, Rebecca, and the children walked into the Forest of Feathers and Friends to find the tree with the carving on it. It seemed like they were walking in circles until finally they came to the old wooden bridge.
9, 10. There it is!
Yep, there is the carving. I love Jesus.
I am so glad you found it. Now, if I could see, I would look around for any leftover birdseed on the ground. But you know, how can you see to find your glasses without your glasses on to see?
And so everyone looked and looked and looked again underneath the tree and all around the old wooden bridge. Well, they were all so busy looking that they almost didn't hear the voice when it spoke.
Ouch!
Who said ouch?
I said ouch. And I wish you'd be more careful, Granny Bird, or whatever your name is. You stepped on my tail.
Oh, dear me. It's a talking. What is it talking?
Booker T-Worm. That's my name.
Well, I am happy to meet you, Mr. Booker T-Worm.
But you can call me Booker if you like.
Of course, Booker it is. I'm dreadfully sorry to have stepped on your back end. Oh, dear me, dreadfully sorry. You see, I've lost my glasses and I can't see very well.
Well, I suppose I can fix it.
Fix what?
My tail, that's what. It's not easy being a worm, you know.
Oh, no, I suppose not.
Slinking along in the grass, right where everybody and their brother can step on you. Being the shortest dude on the block. It's not just that some things are bigger than me. Seems like everything's bigger than me. I tell you, it's not easy being a worm.
I never thought about that before.
Why do you suppose I wear these shades? Because the sun bothers me? No way, man. I wear these so I can feel like I'm somebody. Just like the movie stars, man. They make me look real cool.
Oh, dear me, Booker. You don't have to wear sunglasses to be important. No, you're important all by yourself. You see, it's not every day you meet a talking worm. And besides that, didn't you know that Jesus made you? Now, why do you suppose Jesus took all that trouble to make you if he didn't care about you?
You see, Booker, I know what it's like to be little, because I'm always the littlest one. But I'll tell you a secret. My mommy always says, good things come in small packages.
Yeah. I guess it don't matter how big you are. So what if I'm little?
Slipping and sliding around on the ground. I like the cool wet earth when I'm crawling around. But if my slow-moving tail gets in somebody's way, I say, please don't go and step on me. Man, don't go stepping on my tail. I'm slowly slinking from front to back, like a miniature train crawling on its track. But when my slow-moving tail gets in somebody's way, I say, please don't go and step on me. 'Cause I'm a creature made by the master's hand. There's nobody like me in the whole wide land. Yes, I'm a one of a kind, original Jesus design. Ain't nobody like me. Hey man, I'm one of a kind. Oh yeah. 'Cause I'm a creature made by the master's hand. There's nobody like me in the whole wide land. Yes, I'm a one of a kind, original Jesus design.
Booker, you are special.
Yeah, I guess I am, Nanny Bird. Hey, if you need a pair of glasses, well, you can use my shades.
Why, thank you, Booker. Well, I suppose that I could try them. Oh, dear me. Oh, these glasses don't make me see any better. They just make everything look darker.
Nanny Bird was right, of course. Sunglasses do make everything look darker. But strangely enough, storm clouds were rolling in, and it really was getting darker.
Uh-oh, it looks like it's gonna rain.
We'd better find shelter somewhere.
I felt a drop.
Me too.
Soon, it began to pour. And before Nanny Bird could say flying fluff feathers, Booker T had found a nice dry cave for everyone to rest in. The children, Nanny Bird, Booker, and Rebecca all sat down and looked at the rain falling hard outside. And soon, as if their tummies all growled at once, they all found that they were quite hungry. The children took their sandwiches out of their pockets, and Nanny Bird quite suddenly remembered that she still had some birdseed underneath her hat. Of course, they all began to share their food with Rebecca and Booker T, who hadn't thought to bring their own. Everything was warm and dry and cozy until quite suddenly they heard such a loud noise behind them, they jumped to their feet. For behind them, making a terrible growling noise, stood a big brown bear.
Children, this is not just an ordinary cave. I believe we're standing in someone's living room.
What are you all doing in my house?
We are very sorry, sir, to come barging into your cave. But you see, when it began to rain outside...
We didn't know what to do.
So we looked for the closest dry place we could find.
And that's how we ended up here.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Nanny Bird, and what might your name be?
My name? You don't know me. I'm Starvin' Marvin, the biggest and strongest animal in the whole forest. Biggest and the strongest, I'm the widest and the longest of them all. of you.
I want honey in my tummy, 'cause I know that it's a yummy thing to eat.
That's too sweet.
Not for me. Everybody hides when I go outside. They all run away when I want to play. Even when I say, time out today. So I'm really just a strong and lonesome bear.
Yes, he's really just a strong and lonesome bear.
And now that you woke me up, I'm hungry. What's that I smell?
Oh, that's just my peanut butter and honey sandwich.
Honey? Did you say honey?
Oh, I'll share my sandwich with you, Mr. Starvin' Marvin, sir.
Share? Nobody's gonna make me share. I want more.
You can have my sandwich.
Mine too.
Here's mine.
Of who?
Of us.
Oh, yeah.
You want honey in your tummy, 'cause you know that it's a yummy thing to eat.
But it's so sticky.
I'm not picky.
Everybody hides when you go outside. They all run away when you want to play.
Even if I say, time out today.
Which you're welcome to have, Mr. Starvin' Marvin.
Birdseed? Yuck! I'm a bear, not a bird. I hate birdseed.
Oh, dear.
Hey, man. You're being pretty rude to Nanny Bird, you know. I mean, here all these kids give you their lunch and Nanny Bird offers you her birdseed, and all the things they get is growling. I think your manners need some improvement, Marv. And the widest and the longest of us all.
Yep, that's me.
But it's really not much fun when we all get scared and run. You have no friends.
No friends?
No friends.
'Cause if you only care about one certain bear, no one will ever stay or come out to play.
Even if I say, I'm out today.
So you're really just a strong and lonesome bear.
Yes, I'm really just a strong and lonesome bear. Nobody wants to be my friend.
Oh, Mr. Starvin' Marvin, we'd like to be your friends, but you're scaring us, and we can't be your friends if we're afraid of you.
Do you mean that? You really want to be my friends?
Oh, yes, Starvin' Marvin. But you see, you have to learn something about friendship first. Why, you don't have any friends because you make everyone afraid of you. There's only one way to have friends.
How?
That's simple. In order to have friends, you have to be a friend.
I'm sorry about my bad manners. I hope you can forgive me.
I'm glad you're my friend.
You know, I've never seen any of you before, and I've been living in this forest a long, long time. What are you all doing here anyway?
Well, you see, Nanny Bird lost her glasses, and we're all helping her look for them.
All of you?
Well, it's difficult when you've lost your glasses, Marvin, because how can you see to find your glasses without your glasses on to see?
I see. That is a problem. But maybe I can help. I'm quite tall, as you can see, and maybe I can come along with you and help you look.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Marvin.
Well, I've always been told that the best way to find something you've lost is to think very hard about where you've been and then walk backwards through the day. Where else have you been today, Nanny Bird?
And so Nanny Bird thought and thought and thought again, but this time she couldn't quite remember what she had forgotten.
Feathers, this is so very difficult. I was in the children's playhouse and got stuck inside, of all things. And, oh yes, I got a drink at the silvery stream by the edge of the forest of Feathers and Friends. And, of course, we met Rebecca there.
And you ate some birdseed underneath the tree with the I Love Jesus carving on it.
And that's when you ran into me, Booker T.
My eyes are so goggled and my brain is so boggled, and I'm so tired of thinking so hard. I just can't remember where else I've been.
That's okay, Nanny Bird. I'm sure we'll find your glasses somewhere.
Oh, look! It stopped raining. Let's go outside.
So Nanny Bird and her friends stepped outside and breathed very deeply of the fresh, moist air.
Oh, look! There's a rainbow in the sky!
Oh, what beautiful colors!
I wish I could see a rainbow up close sometime.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea! And it just may solve my problem! Yes, it's a splendid idea.
What idea?
Why, we'll visit Mr. Rainbow. That's what we'll do. Being up so high in the sky, he's bound to have seen what I did with my glasses. And you'll all be able to meet him. You'll like him so. I just know you will.
And so Nanny Bird and her friends all climbed up higher and higher, past the waters of the silvery stream, past the old wooden bridge, and past the trees of the forest of Feathers and Friends, until they were actually climbing on the clouds. Finally, a very tired group of friends knocked on Mr. Rainbow's door.
Come in, Nanny Bird. I'm so glad to see you. Oh, and you've brought your friends. Wonderful. I was rather hoping for some company today. Rainy days are always a bit dreary, don't you think? That's why I've been polishing my stripes. I usually have company when I polish my stripes.
Oh, it's so good to see you, Mr. Rainbow.
Wow, look at those colors.
I've never seen anything more beautiful. He's even more beautiful up close and far away.
Why, thank you, children. I do like to take good care of my stripes. A rainbow is a promise, you know. A promise to all God's children that He loves you so much. Just like you children are also a promise. A promise in the making.
What do you mean, Mr. Rainbow?
Well, John, I'll tell you.
There's a promise growing in each of you. It makes God's love keep shining through. He's just begun His work in you. There's so much more to come. Oh, there's so much more to come.
There's a promise growing inside of me, and Jesus' love will set it free. He's just begun His work in me. There's so much more to come. Oh, there's so much more to come. He gave
Well, I believe you came here not only to see my colors, but also to ask me something.
Oh, yes, I almost forgot. You see, Mr. Rainbow, I've had a very difficult day today. I lost my glasses. And how can you see to find your glasses without your glasses on to see?
You have a very good point there, Nanny Bird.
So you see, we come all the way up here. A real hard climb for a worm, I might add. Just to ask you if you saw where Nanny Bird put her glasses.
Since you live so high up in the clouds, we thought you could probably see everything from here.
Of course, you're quite right about being able to see a lot from up here. But although I did see Nanny Bird walking through the forest of feathers and friends today, I'm afraid I didn't see where she put her glasses.
Oh, Mr. Rainbow, if you don't know where Nanny Bird's glasses are, then nobody will know.
Oh, dear me. Now I'm quite sure I will never find them.
Oh, Nanny Bird, how will you ever see again?
Well, my dear friends, Jesus knows where the glasses are. I think maybe we should pray and ask him.
Flying Fluff Feathers, we should have done that in the very beginning. Would you pray, Jason?
Dear Jesus, you know where Nanny Bird's glasses are. And, well, we've looked just about everywhere, and we can't think of any place else to look. Please help us find them. We love you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen. That was a very special prayer, Jason. Now, cheer up, everyone. We can't sit around a rainbow being gloomy. Come on, let's slide down my stripes and have a little fun.
Too big, John.
Come on, Nanny Bird. You can do it.
I'll just help Mr. Rainbow hold up his stripes. That's what I'll do.
Oh, dear. Well, if you think it's all right, I'll just climb up here.
It's perfectly all right, Nanny Bird.
Oh, well, here I go! Oh, double fluff feathers.
What's the matter, Nanny Bird?
Hey, look what's sticking out of Nanny Bird's pocket.
It's Nanny Bird's glasses.
Oh, dear me. I'm so embarrassed.
Why, Nanny Bird?
T- to think that my glasses have been in my pocket all along, and I didn't even think to look there.
We're very glad you found them, Nanny Bird.
But you've all gone to so much trouble to help me. And with my glasses in my pocket, you've come all this way for nothing.
For nothing? I didn't come for nothing. Even if I didn't help you find your glasses, I found out how to make new friends. You have to be a friend to make a friend.
Yeah, and we both learned how to share.
And I found out that it can be a good thing to be little sometimes, and you think I'm special just for being myself. Right, Kelly?
Right, Booker T.
And I found out that just by loving someone, you can make them beautiful. And you've all made me feel so beautiful.
Just think, Nanny Bird, if you hadn't gotten stuck in our playhouse, we would have never met our new friends.
Yeah, we sure loved coming with you, Nanny Bird.
You see, Nanny Bird, there's always a reason why Jesus allows certain things to happen in our lives. It sounds to me like everybody learned that they're special to Jesus. And now you've each become very special to each other, too.
Look how Jesus made me beautiful in Him. With His love He sees me beautiful within.
See how Jesus made me closer to the ground. But He made me special and fun to be around.
He loves you so.
In that case, be my guest and slide down my long purple stripe. It will take you all the way down to the edge of the Forest of Feathers and Friends in practically no time at all.
Goodbye, all right, bye, Mr. Rainbow!
Bye, Mr. Rainbow!
Bye, children. Goodbye, Booker T. And Rebecca, so long, Marvin. See you soon, Nanny Bird.
And soon after, the children, Nanny Bird, Starvin' Marvin, Booker T. Worm, and Rebecca all slid down Mr. Rainbow's purple stripe. Mr. Rainbow went back into his house. The children went home for supper, and Nanny Bird and her new friends disappeared deep into the Forest of Feathers and Friends. But some rainy afternoon, if you look real hard up into the sky, you might see Mr. Rainbow come out to polish his stripes just for you. Just for you, because you're special. And Jesus loves you. Good night, Nanny Bird.